Here we go with another edition of the Baseball Insider. Joining us is that Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, as the Red Sox season is winding down.
Oh, man, is it ever. So, you know, the Red Sox had their moments where they made games interesting this week with the Yankees, the two-game series, but in the end, it was two L's.
That it was. Last night, the Red Sox lost the Yankees 5-3 at Fenway. So the Sox now open up a three-game weekend series against the Royals tomorrow night on Jersey Street, 7:10, your first pitch. Michael Walker will be on the mound. So next week, the Red Sox head out on a six-game road trip, two games against the Reds starting on Tuesday, followed by four games in the Bronx again with the Yankees. Sox now find themselves with a record of 69-74, last place in the AL East. Sox also 10.5 games behind the Rays for that final wild card spot in the American League. You can pretty much put that to bed at this point and look toward 2023.
Yeah, that wild card is has been played, if you will. Yeah, but not by the Red Sox. Okay.
Indeed.
Yeah, exactly. What else do you have, Andy, for us?
Well, just kind of recapping some of the games since we last spoke. Back on Friday, Red Sox fell to the Orioles 3-2 at Camden Yards. But then on Saturday, Red Sox came alive, scoring a season-high 17 runs, had a season-high 21 hits, beating the Orioles 17-4. Rafael Devers, a grand slam, 5 RBI in the game. Devers became the second player in Sox history to hit a grand slam in the first inning while batting fourth. The other was Dom DiMaggio, August 2nd, 1952, against the Tigers. Also in this game, Trevor Story and Christian Arroyo each drove in 3 runs. Then on Sunday, the Red Sox kept rolling right along. They shut out the Orioles 1-0 as Rich Hill and 4 relievers combined on a 3-hitter. Sox had an off day Monday. Then they come back Tuesday at Fenway to host the Yankees. They lost 7-6. This game was a 10-inning affair. The real show in this one. Home runs all over the place, 6 total in the game, but Aaron Judge hit 2 for the Yankees, giving him now 57 on the season. Judge now has 20 more home runs than the player behind him in Major League Baseball. First time this has happened since 1928 with Babe Ruth. Sox did get home runs in this game from Tristan Casas, Reese McGuire, and Xander Bogaerts. And right after this game, after allowing 3 runs in the top of the 10th, the Red Sox designated pitcher Jerry's Familia for assignment.
All right. Okay, here we go. So any other Red Sox notes to share with us there?
Well, kind of a note that I want to mention, off-the-field type of note. Former Red Sox relief pitcher who became a Port Authority police officer in New York died on September 11th. After being in a car crash on his way to a 9/11 ceremony at the World Trade Center. 37-year-old Anthony Vivaro was in his car when he was struck head-on by a vehicle heading the wrong way. Vivaro pitched in 9 games for the Sox back in 2015.
Yeah, Andy, we actually have some photos and a link and I think a GoFundMe thing that the Red Sox put out on their Twitter. We have it on this post here down below. People can look for that if they would like. Yeah, very sad story. Man.
And he has 4 children as well, so that's a tough story to read.
Yeah, I mean, there are these stories, Andy, that come along, and you just can't, it's hard to imagine this really happening. I mean, we hear it, we know it happened, but it's awful. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Andy, on the flip side of that is Nesson Plus and the Red Sox on this day in history. So what happens today at 1 o'clock?
They certainly won't be losing, Bill, I'll tell you that. The game for September the 15th, 2016, the Red Sox beat the Yankees 7-5 at Fenway. Sox scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth for the win, capped off by a walk-off 3-run home run with 2 outs by Hanley Ramirez.
Well, Andy, you've already supplied us with some interesting trivia nuggets in this first segment here, but now let's go to the Major League Baseball notebook, if you will, and where you always startle and surprise us with interesting stuff, but I don't know if you can do it this week. What do you got?
Well, let's see if I can do that for you. We'll start things off back on Friday when rule changes were announced for 2023. There'll be a pitch clock, 30 seconds between batters, 20 seconds with runners on base, 15 seconds with the bases empty. Defensive shifts banned. All 4 infielders must have their feet on the dirt, 2 infielders on each side of second base. The base size also being increased from 15 inches square to 18 inches. And also on Friday, Rockies first baseman C.J. Crone hit a 500-foot home run in Denver, the longest home run of this season. And we go over to Saturday, when Cardinals first baseman Albert Pujols hit his 696th career home run, tying Alex Rodriguez for 5th place all-time. Pujols now hitting home runs off of 452 different pitchers. Also, Angels outfielder Mike Trout on Saturday, homered in his sixth consecutive game. But on Sunday, Albert Pujols passed Alex Rodriguez, fourth place all-time in home runs, hitting career home run number 697. He now has home runs off of 453 different pitchers. On Monday, Angels outfielder Mike Trout, he had a day off Sunday, so he comes back Monday, hit a home run in his seventh consecutive game. The record for consecutive home run games is eight. I'll tell you that Mr. Trout did not break that record, or tie the record, I should say, on Tuesday. But the Dodgers on Monday became the first team this season to clinch a playoff berth. Dodgers have now made the playoffs for 10 consecutive years. On Tuesday, for the ninth time in 10 years, the Dodgers clinched the NL West title. And then last night, Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright and catcher Yadier Molina became a starting battery for the 325th time. That broke the record of 324 set by pitcher Mickey Lolich and catcher Bill Freehan of the Tigers. And today is the 21st annual Roberto Clemente Day across Major League Baseball. All players, managers, and coaches wearing number 21. Pirates play the Mets at City Field tonight, and that game will be on Fox at 7 o'clock.
Nice. All right. I remember Mickey Lolich and Mike Freehan. Absolutely. Two real hard-nosed Detroit Tigers back from the 70s, I guess. Maybe 60s,
too. Yeah, 60s and 70s. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the Major League Baseball rule changes. I don't get the shifts. I don't get the larger bases. I understand the pitch clock. That makes some sense to me, but I don't understand these other rule changes.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to deal with the defensive shifts. I mean, being a manager or a coach telling you where you can employ your defense, that's a different deal.
I think that's crazy.
That is on the crazy side. I mean, obviously there were shifts in Major League Baseball starting back in Ted Williams' day when Lou Boudreaux put a shift on him. Obviously it wasn't picked up by every team in Major League Baseball and every player. I can understand where, that kind of takes away from the game, a lot of offense being reduced because of it, because, hitting line drives into right field or all of a sudden being fielded by the second baseman and you're out when it would have been a single. But again, that's part of the game I'm not thrilled to see. The base size, I don't really get that either. They say it's going to promote stealing bases to get more action into a game because you're going to be a few inches closer to the next base and getting to that base. And they're also talking about the bigger base size will help reduce some injuries, like at first base, where first baseman sometimes gets stepped on and that type of thing. I don't think that's going to make a real big change. But the pitch clock, yeah, I'm going to have to agree with this one. I'm not thrilled about it as a purist, but, again, these pitchers take way too long throwing pitchers in between batters and in between pitches in at bat. So we'll see how that all plays out. And, again, when it comes to these pitch clocks, how is the umpire going to enforce this? I guess the batters have to be in the box, ready to hit at a certain time as well. So, it's going to take some adjusting, obviously, for pitchers and batters while this all goes on. And baseball is changing, Bill, and I don't particularly like all these changes I'm seeing, but a lot of people are upset with this, and I can't disagree with them.
Yeah, and batters are a little bit to blame for this delay of game stuff too. I'll go along with a larger first base. All right, I get that. I think that might make sense, to be quite honest with you. Especially last night in the Red Sox game, they could have used another inch to get that runner safe at first base.
I can't see. that play by J.D. Martinez running up the line. I can't honestly remember last time I've seen a player just hit the dirt before first base and not reach it. I mean, that's just like, what? That just tells you how the Red Sox season's going.
That sounds that looks like a play that we might have had in the over 40 softball league over in Linfield years ago, Andy.
That makes perfect sense. Not at Fenway against the Yankees. Not at all. But, yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Andy, anything else to share with us here on the Red Sox? I mean, you look at these lineups the team has had all summer long, and, who would have thought the names that we've seen this summer starting? Basically,
It just shows you the lack of depth in the organization put together by Chaim Bloom and friends in the front office. Again, there were some injuries you throw in, but again, you didn't have a lot of quality backups to keep the team competitive. It's good to see Tristan Casas getting called up here for the last few weeks, see what he can do, as he's a top prospect. Obviously, that's an interesting at bat every time he comes up to the plate and see what he can do. It's been a mishmash most of the season with guys you never heard of, where are these guys coming from, and in last night, I mean, case in point, Abraham Almonte in center field. I mean, I don't know if he's ever played center field in his life, but if you see the highlights, it was a line drive hit right at him. He got all confused, went over his head. Then a ball goes off his glove at the wall in center field. He looked totally mismatched out in the outfield. It was just, and then, like I said, then you had the situation with J.D. Martinez not reaching first base with his foot hitting the dirt before and double play situation. It's been an interesting season, to say the least.
You got it. Well, Andy, we'll stop there, I guess, and we will talk again soon, all right?
That we will. Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.